Coach, the challenge that is the Detroit Red Wings is what?
Well, they're structured real well, good speed, real good skill, quickness off transition, capable of making a lot of good plays down low. But over the last, 15 years or so, the thing that we talk about when you come to Detroit is all that speed and skill. And where I think they were dominant in their day was defensively. I mean, those two center icemen that they have are so smart, and they don't get on the wrong side of the puck, and they've got confidence and experience, so they don't need to cheat the game to generate offense, and they don't. So they're not going to give you anything, and they're going to go as quick as they can. It's a good young skill, but again, I think the defensive structure they have has been a big part of their long-term success.
If you could play the way that you did in Nashville here tonight, would that be happy for you?
I'll take that every night of the year. I mean, we can play that quick, that physical, get the pucks to the net. That's a hard game to play. They don't give you anything easily, and we found a way to generate. So, and do it to the inside of the game, not the outside. So, yeah, I was real pleased with that game.
Drew Stafford was saying that with Buffalo, penalties often got them into trouble here.
Yeah.
Now he's with one of the more penalized teams in the league, and it cost you last game. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with her. I mean, kill him first. Play hard enough that you're on the edge, that you're in the game, and then be real smart with your sticks. We're not at a point in our program that we'll be in the benefit of the doubt range, so we've got to be sharp because we are going to be killing penalties in here tonight.
When you get new players like you got with Stafford and Myers,
good to see you again.
There's an adjustment period for them. Is there an adjustment period for you as a coach as well?
Sure, a little bit. Paulie, how are you? Have the advantage of watching these guys play quite a bit, so we know them probably quite a bit better than they would know what we do, being they only play us twice a year and they move on to focus on other teams. There is an adjustment period, but both guys have enough time in the game. It's more now, you know, we put the basic structure of our system in front of them. They picked it up pretty quick. Most of what happens now is on the bench, sitting beside their D partner and sitting beside their line mates. The little things that are different with each line, even in the structure on every team, each line is a little different. Players think differently. So a lot of what will happen in the next 2 weeks will be what happens on the bench between players.
Is there a different air around the team as far as that goes? Just different guys, different attitude at all that you've sensed?
Well, they're very excited to be here. There's no doubt about that. And it's a tough situation that they came out of, and they both want to play important games. They're not rookies that are saying, hey, I got another 20 years in the league to make this right. They've played enough, and they know that you get a chance to have meaningful games and compete. They're really excited, and I think that has come into our room.
Well, how do you guard against, you know, you've done a really good job of having your guys always in the moment in terms of process, but you're in a playoff race, and there's guys pushing behind you. How do you get the guys to not worry too much about the points every night and not focus on that? Or do you want to do
so
that?
So we're talking about, for me, that's all about what happens after games. So it's not, I don't think that you see that. I haven't seen any tightness in our group. The energy is good coming out. So you're going to win games and lose games in a playoff race. And, you know, it's a cliche, but there's a real powerful point to having that even keel, not taking the deep breath because you had that huge win or, you know, I mean, we were not very happy after the game in the right way after a Nashville loss. We had played really well and really hard, and that hurt. So the even keel, accepting, dealing, letting your emotions probably, you get that night after the game. You know, if you feel lousy, you should, and if you feel great, you should. But the next day at work, deal with the things that you need to deal with and move on.
Is it supposed to be fun right now? Like, this is the race.
Oh, it's fun now. I mean, it's exciting. The you can feel it at this time of the year, the energy in the room, the eyes in the meetings when you don't have to start talking louder to get anybody's eyes off the floor. You know, they're watching the video. They're wired in. And it's nice this time of year to be a team that feels it's adding players, that's excited about that. And it brings that energy, the new guys in the room.
The guys talk about one of the things they thought you brought to the team was you've really developed a brotherhood in the dressing room where everybody's got all for one kind of attitude. How do you do that as a coach?
Well, there's specific things that we did over the course of last year, but more importantly this year. You rely on good leadership. And after that, I don't want to tell you. It's an important part of who we are. And we work on it daily and how we practice and how we deal with each other in the room and how we handle our losses and the wins. It's all part of something that I think when you're with a team that struggles or has a history of struggling, very little of that is there. And some guys can make the adjustment, some guys can't. You know, there are always players that perform very, very well on poor teams and get lots of numbers that have a hard time making the adjustment. Our back end is a little deeper now, so there's some sacrifice that has to happen with that group in terms of minutes played. And being aware that that sacrifice is happening is important for the other players in the room, too.
Hey, Paul, is it easier to get a buy-in from young men or kids and junior or pros in terms of what you refer to, team building?
So I never used that word, okay. Those words.
No, you didn't.
And that's important. It's the easiest buy-in is a group of people that want to change regardless of their age. So whether you got a kid coming in or a guy who's been there for 12 years, if they're not happy about where they're at, they're more willing to change course.
When you hear the players are saying that, go through your mind.
That's right. Not the question to me, not the way it was phrased to me that I had anything to do with it, but that's to me.
That they're saying it's
no different than fixing something that's wrong with your systems. You kind of point something out and it's up to them to take it. It seems to me that the players 20 years ago had more fun with each other. They needed each other more. So much of what's happened in our game, it's been great. Our game is great. But it's harder and harder players don't need each other as much anymore. Some of them are independent financially at 25, 26 years old. There's 30 teams, so the guy on the fourth line's pretty sure he's going to get another crack. You know, there's rules about waivers. You can't get stuck in a deep organization anymore where if you get sent down, you know, if you don't do what the Montreal Canadiens say you're going to do, you're not playing in the NHL. So there's so many things that have changed that make it harder for a group to become connected.
Okay, guys.